From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Ichabod Crane Board of Education, September 17th, voted in favor of holding a special election to ask residents to authorize the district's $27 million capital plan. The motion was approved by a vote of 6-2, with board members Regina Rose and Jeffrey Ouellette voting no. Board member Dan Cohn was not present for the special meeting. Voters in the Ichabod Crane Central School District will be asked permission to construct additions and to reconstruct district buildings and facilities on December 12. The ballot question also gives the district permission to expend $1 million of its fund reserve for the project. Polls will be open at 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. December 12 in the high school gym. A link to the information on the scope of the project can be found on the newsroom page at WGXC.org. And you can read the full story in the Columbia paper. David Lombardo is reporting for Capital Confidential. Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a bill September 24, allowing doctors to prescribe medical marijuana in place of opioids for acute pain management. In June, State Department of Health Commissioner Howard Zucker announced the expansion of New York's medical marijuana program to include patients on prescription opioids. A person is eligible to receive medical marijuana for pain management if a doctor determines their pain degrades their health and functional capability. According to a press release from the governor's office, the bill will, and I quote, also allow for substance use disorder treatment providers to recommend medical marijuana to help patients manage underlying pain that contributes to the abuse of substances such as opioids, end quote. Senator George Amador, chairman of the Senate Standing Committee on Alcoholism and Substance Abuse, said the law addresses a, and I quote, big gap, end quote, that was highlighted over and over at hearings held by the Senate Task Force on Heroin and Opioid Addiction. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Sarah Tapton is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. Pennsylvania Avenue from Route 23A to Bogart Road in Palenville will be closed beginning Tuesday, September 25th for bridge replacement. The needed repairs to the Maple Grove Bridge will begin Tuesday and will be completed by mid-November. The bridge's age, along with damage sustained during Hurricane Sandy, necessitated the work. Catskill Town Supervisor Doreen Davis said, and I quote, "It is an inconvenience for all, but we hope to get it done as quickly as we can," end quote. Repairs will include fixing two concrete abutments, improving score protection, and replacing the multi-girder deck with a concrete one. Residents will use Bogart Road to reach the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue or to reach Route 23A from that side of the project. Town Highway Supervisor Sean Beers said residents will use Bogart Road to reach the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue or to reach Route 23A from the other side of the project. The project is funded by a $300,000 Bridge New York grant received by the Town of Catskill in 2017. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Frank Esposito is reporting for the Poughkeepsie Journal. A new MTA program to enable cameras near bridges and tunnels to recognize the faces of drivers and passengers in vehicles as they approach crossings is now in testing mode. Experts agree that the addition of facial recognition has increased the number of ways people can be tracked and how much of the population can be surveilled. The technology joins license plate readers already in heavy use by the MTA and New York State Police in creating a vast surveillance network with few limits. The system is still in its testing phase at the RFK Bridge, and testing at the Midtown and Brooklyn Battery Tunnels had already begun. An MTA spokesman said in later phases, testing will be conducted at the Throgs Neck and Bronx Whitestone Bridges. With the addition of facial recognition tracking along with other methods like tracking cell phones, easy passes, and license plates, anyone driving in New York would be subject to surveillance along with their passengers without oversight from the courts. Daniel Schwartz, New York Civil Liberties Union's technologist, said, and I quote, "These systems allow for continuous real-time scanning of people's identities and location tracking. It really would be detrimental to our civil rights and liberties as it would continuously know where people are moving," end quote. Read the full story at Lodge.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.